on the bottom of Chav Dalet on the base. Mimoshel Rechava, Mirechava Lamoshel. Case we had yesterday, where we had the Mavui opened up into a Rechava, the Rechava to a Shvil of Kramim, and the Shvil of Kramim ended with a Mechitza of closed off by the water. So you put a lechi and the entrance of the Mavui into the Rechava, and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side of the Mavui, and since the lechi helps to be matter the Mavui, so it helps also to be matter the Rechava as now being Mukaf Ladira. So you can carry in the Mavui itself, you can carry in the Rechava itself. But how about from the Mavui to the Rechava, and the Rechava to the Mavui? Is that mutter or not? Pligi Baravachav Ravina. Chad Osir v'chad Shori. And that is Machlokas Ravachav Ravina. One says it's mutter to carry from the Mavui into the Rechava, and the other one holds Osir to carry from the Mavui into the Rechava. Mandishori to Haleka Diorin. The one who holds this mutter says that Lamaisa, there's nobody living in the Rechava. So there's nobody to Osir the Rechava and the Mavui. It's not two different Rishuyos, that here it's the Rishus of the people who are Mishtatif together, so they all become one Rishus, and then if there's people living in the Rechava, it's like two Chatzeros with a Pesach between them, and the Halacha is that they didn't make an Erev between them, they each can carry in their own Chatzer, but they can't carry from one Chatzer to the other. So you're the same thing. Right, since there is nobody living in the Rechava, so that doesn't apply. And the one who says it's Osir says sometimes there will be people, there are houses that don't open into the Rechava, but border the Rechava. We're afraid they'll open up those houses into the Rechava. They don't open in because it was Hukav Shalol Adira. So those houses on the side don't open into the Rechava, but they're bordering on the Rechava, and someday they may open those houses into the Rechava, and then the Rechava will be a different Rishus than the people in the Mavui, and they won't realize that now they have to make a Shittuf, Mavuos, or whatever, and they'll carry from one to the other, relying on what they did before, not realizing that before the Rechava had nobody living in it. Okay, Rashi, the Lesba Diorin, she Osra B'nei Mavui, that can Osir their Rishus to the Rishus of the Mavui. Hilkach Rishus B'nei Mavui. Therefore, the whole Rechava is bottled to the Mavui. Uvnei Shvilo Asri Allah, and the people who walk in the Shvil don't Osir, and we said that the Shvil has houses open into it, because it has a din of a Mavui. To have a Chatzar Ketana, Shenifritz Olegdola, right? A Chatzar Ketana that's opened in to a bigger chatzer, the gedola muter, so ketana asura. The gedola is mutter because the ketana becomes bottle to the gedola. So the gedola is mutter and the ketana is asur, because the people in the big one asur the people in the small one. Ushvil amasaknin lake, and we don't fix up the shvil. Right? Why don't we put a lechi at the end of the shvil, which will be like the shvil is like a mavui, since it has dior in there, it has people living. And there are living quarters opened up into the shvil. Why don't we put a lechi there? We said before, because this is a special shvil, people which ends with a mechitza by the water. People will think that a shvil that's open on both ends, you also can put a lechi. That's not true. So the lechi, we don't put a lechi over there by the shvil, and therefore the shvil remains osir to the people of what's it called, bichlal osir, and the rechava. And the mavui or mutter, and there's machlokas whether they're mutter one into the other or just each one separately. Okay, karfif yosef beis asayim shelo hukaf ladira. So you have a karfif more than beis asayim, and it's not hukaf ladira, so you can only carry arba amos inside the karfif. Ubalamato. Now you want to make it less than beis asayim. It's exactly a little bit more than beis asayim. So mioto bi lanos lo havi mil. You plant trees there. And you wanted the trees to not be considered in the area of the karfeif, right? Because the trees are not you can't be around in the place where the tree is itself. That's not a meal, because people walk around the trees. They're what's it called? That doesn't obstruct people's using the area of the karfeif. And even though the tree itself takes up some space, that's considered still part of the karfeit. So it's not a miyut, and there's still more than base sasayim, and it's also to carry in the karfeit. Rashi, the ilanos will have a miyut, the derech karfeit, lios bos ilanos, v'lo batel lehekev kamon. The original area does not become lessened by the trees. Bonabo amud gavo asar v'rochav dalet. But if you built a pillar in the middle of the, or anywhere, in this base sasayim, so now the area of the pillar lessens the total area opened of the karfeit. But it has to be 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Havi miut, then it's a miut. Pachas mi gimelo havi miut. Less than 3 tvachim is lavud, is insignificant. It's bottled to the karfeit, but it's not considered that it takes up any area. Migimel v'adalad, if it's 3 to 4, right, the area of this pillar is more than 3 tvachim, but less than 4 tvachim. Rabba Omer havi miut. Rabba says since it's not three, it's more than 3 tvachim, so it's not lavud. It's significant, and it takes away some of the area of the karfeit. And since it was exactly beis hasayim, right, it's now less than beis hasayim. Or it was exactly a little bit more than beis hasayim. Now it's exactly beis hasayim or less. But Rava Omer lo havi miut, and Rava says not a miut. Since it's not a makom chashuv, it's not 4 tvachim, it's not a miut. Even though it's more than 3 tvachim, so it's not lavud, but it's not 4 tvachim, it's not a makom chashuv, it's bottled to the karfeit. And memela the karfeit remains aser. Rava Omer havi miut, o hanofik lemitoris lavud. Rava says that's still memayit, since it's not lavud anymore, it's chashuv enough to be considered something by itself, and therefore it takes away some of the area. Rava Omer lo havi miut, kimin de lo havi makom arba lo chashiv. Since it's not 4, it's not chashiv enough, it's still bottle. And therefore the karfif is still aser. Rashi. Bona ba omud, vafilu be emtsa. Even right in the middle. Uve kachnis might in besosayim. Because now there's not a total opened area of besosayim. Pachos mi gimel tfachim, afilu nismayit mi beis hasayim, commander lesedami. Even if lemaisa, you'll measure the area, and this little piece makes it less than beis hasayim, because you don't count that into the area, it's still considered beis hasayim, because that thing is considered bottle, it's not considered like it's there. Bona ba om, pachos mi gimel tfachim, afilu nismayit mi beis hasayim, commander lesedami. If it's between 3 and 4, 3 already is not lavud. Therefore, it's more than 3, not what's it called, it's not bottle. And Rava says that since it's not 4, it's still bottle. Hirchik min hakosel dalid v'osa mechitza, hoil, a hoil. If you built another mechitza, right, in other words, the mechitza is what's it called? Let's see the pictures here. The original mechitza makes the thing more than beis hasayim. So you put up another mechitza, that's picture 148, and now the area between that board, the new mechitza, and the other wall is less than beis hasayim. So you're going to carry in this area, right? So Rashi learns that that's now what's it called? Memayit the area. Okay? Rashi learns that it's Hoil means it becomes a new mechitza, and now it's a new hekif, and it's like Pasach of the Sof hukav, now it's hukav l'dira. Because the problem before was that it wasn't hukav l'dira, right? It's more than beis hasayim, wasn't hukav l'dira. Now by putting this new mechitza, you're making this area hukav l'dira. That's how Rashi learns. Because it can't be that, but it's still more than beis hasayim. According to Rashi, the area between the board and the other end is still more than beis hasayim. That's not why it's mutter. It's still more than beis hasayim. But now it's hukaf ladira. Originally, it wasn't hukaf ladira. The yellow mechitza is not ladira. But this brown mechitza was put up now. It made the area a little bit smaller, but it's still more than beis hasayim. But it what's it called? It now closed off a smaller area that's more than beis hasayim. But by closing it off now, you are now makif et ladira. After the house was there. The other one was put up before the house was there. That's how Rashi learns. The reason he learns like that is because we're soon going to have a case where you just added some plaster on the wall. And that plaster made it less than Beis HaSayim is good. So why should it be not good if you put a whole mechitza, right, there, if it's memayit? Why should the plaster on the wall be memayit and this not be memayit? So Alts Miut, if it would make it, if this mechitza would make it less than Beis HaSayim, it would help no matter where it is. But the fact over here is it doesn't make it less than Beis HaSayim. It just makes it hook up the dira. Okay, we'll see the Rambam learns differently, but let's wait till we get to the other case, so we'll see what the problem is. Okay. Rava Omer Eino Moel. Rava says it doesn't help. And a Pachas Migim Lo Hoel. Yeah. What's it called? Let's start, go back in. Hirchik min akosel dalit, if you went four tefachim away from the original wall and you made a mechitza, a hoel, then it helps. Because this mechitza has nothing to do with the original mechitza, and this mechitza is makifit ladira, the new area, and even though it's more than Beis HaSayim, it's mutter. Pachos migimel lo hoel. But if you separated the new mechitza from the original mechitza less than three tefachim, then it's like you added to the original mechitza. That's not called hukah fadira, because it's just an extension to the, an addition to the original mechitza. And if it would be memayit from Beis HaSayim, that would be okay, but it's not. The area is still more than Beis HaSayim. It's going to have to be mutter, because you put up a new mechitza that's makif fadira. It's not a new mechitza. Since it's leveled to the original mechitza, it's just an extension of the original mechitza. Migimel v'adalit, if you separate it from the original wall, more than three tefachim, but less than four tefachim. Rabba Omer Hoel, Rabba says it still helps, because it's not lavud, so it's considered a new mechitza, something by itself. That mechitza is makif ladira. And Rabba Omer Eino Moel, Rabba Omer Hoel, ha nafik limitoris lavud. It's far enough away from the original wall that it's not lavud, and therefore it's considered a new mechitza that's makif ladira. Rabba Omer Eino Moel, kivin lohavi machum dalid lochoshiv. Since it's not four tefachim away, the mechitza is still considered an extension of the first one, and that's not good enough to be considered makif ladira. Rav Shimi Masni Lakula. Rav Shimi said another kula over here. Rashi, one second. Hirchik Menakosel. Shalkarfev. Dalet tefachim. V'osu mechitza ladira. Now you put up a mechitza that's l'shem dira. Hoel, it helps. Mechitza zulios hekiv chadash. The new mechitza is considered a new hekif, and the area that's within that mechitza, even though it's more than Beis HaSayim, is mutter now, because that area is now hukaf ladira. And hukaf ladira, even more than Beis HaSayim, is okay. Pachos migimel ahoel, if the new mechitza was with less than three tefachim from the original mechitza, then it's no good. Dehavi kemechitza al gavi mechitza. It's like you just extended an original mechitza. The original mechitza was not l'shem dira, and you didn't put up a new mechitza l'shem dira, you just added to the old mechitza. That doesn't help. The loben is smayit mi beis HaSayim mairi. Rashi says you can't be talking over here where the new mechitza makes it less than an area of beis HaSayim, and that's why it's mutter. Midlo nokat miut. First of all, it doesn't say the lashon of miut. It says hoil and lo hoil. The eno miut. The in is smayit vareid havi miut. Because here it doesn't make a difference how far the mechitza is away from the original wall if it makes it less than beis HaSayim. Shafilo hosif al obi aksolim achinismayit shaper domi. Come on. Even if you just put more plaster on the wall, it was just a drop more than Beis HaSayim. And by putting the plaster, now the wall is thicker and makes it less than Beis HaSayim. That would be okay. So what difference does it make if the wall is with lavud? It's not, even if it's mamish connected to the first wall, it's okay. Because you don't have to be matur as a new mechitza. It's matur because it's taking away some of the area. And the area was just Beis HaSayim. Now it's less. It's talking over here where the area is going to remain more than Beis HaSayim. But this new mechitza is going to be considered hukaf ladira. Masni lakula, lahach pluksa de la'el. Va'omar de bishlosha, de nofik le mitoris lovid, kulu moda de omar havi, miut. U'mechitza havi mechitza ladira. V'loka mosi, v'pachas mishlosha plige. Okay, now Rav Shimi learned this machlokes in a more lenient way. that what we said the machlokas was before, everybody agrees is okay, and the machlokas is on a different prat. And meaning that from 3 to 4, anything more than 3 is okay. And the machlokas is only where it's less than 3, is that okay or not? Okay. Toch botit, v'yochol lam b'fnei atzmo havimiyut. Eino yochol lam b'fnei atzmo, rabba omer havimiyut, rabba omer lo havimiyut. Rabba omer havimiyut, hashtem miyokoi. Rabba omer lo havimiyut, kivin d'lo yochol amekim b'fnei atzmo lo klumhu. The case is, Rashi mentioned, that you added, here, it's, what's it called? 150? No, it's not here. You added some plaster, thick concrete, to the original mechitza, and it made it less than Beis Hasai. So if the plaster could stand by itself, if you took away the wall, it's strong enough to stand by itself, then everybody holds that it's Mamayit. Now it's not a Beis Hasai anymore. If the plaster couldn't stand by itself, it's buckled to the wall, then you don't consider it an extension, and it's as if it's not there, and Mamela, the area remains the same, and it's more than Beis Hasai. Based on this, Rashi said, if this is okay, then if you have another wall that's within 3 tefachim of the first wall, and that from that wall on, it's less than Beis Hasayim, of course you can, that's Mamayit. If putting it on the wall itself, as long as it could stand by itself, will be Mamayit the Beis Hasayim, why should it make a difference if it's a little bit away from the wall? If that's Mamayit the Beis Hasayim for sure. Therefore, Rashi says, the case before where it has to be more than 3 tefachim from the wall is not talking where it's Mamayit. There's still more than Beis Hasayim from that mechitza. It's talking where you want that to now be a new mechitza to be considered hukaf ledira. That can't be considered a new mechitza. It's within 3 tefachim of the first mechitza. Then you haven't done anything. You just added to the first mechitza, and the first mechitza wasn't ledira. This one is bottled to that. But if we're not talking about making it hukaf ledira, we're talking about making it less than Beis Hasayim, then the wall, no matter where it is, if the area from the wall to the other wall is less than Beis Hasayim, in that area you can carry it. The Rambam, though, learns it's talking about being Mamayit. Comes out that the Rambam holds that if you add plaster to the wall, and it's less than Beis Hasayim now, that's okay. But if you put another wall up, right, within 3 tefachim of the first wall, that's not okay. Right, even though from that new wall, right, that less than 3 tefachim will be Mamayit, the area, still no good. Why? Because when you put the plaster on, it's clear now it's not Beis Hasayim. If you measure, you'll see it's not Beis Hasayim. But if you put another wall up, people aren't going to know that you're including only from what's the second wall. They see the first wall still there. So they'll think that the whole area, even the area beyond that wall, till the original wall is mutter. And that's not true. Because the area between the new wall and the other wall is more than Beis Hasayim. Makes the whole thing more than Beis Hasayim. It's only mutter up to the new wall. So when the two walls are separate, there the Rambam held its osur. Unless it's 4 tefachim away, it's a separate thing completely, that's called hukaf ledira. But if it's near the first wall, people are going to think that the whole area is mutter till the first wall. Mashen kein, if there's nothing between the thing that you made thicker and the wall, it's just an extension of the wall itself, then there's nothing to make a mistake. Right? Then you can only carry till the plaster. There's no, we can't go beyond that. There's no problem. What? Yeah, you walk over, whatever. If you close it off completely and you can't do that, and what happens if it falls down? It fell down. People will think that it was mutter to carry there. It just couldn't, because it couldn't get in there. So it's still awesome. Okay. Okay. Kitoch betit, v'hosif al ovi aksolim achnis mayit. The high lav rabba bar shimi kamerla ela milsaban feinavshehi. This is a new case. It's not this idea of masni lakula. You added plaster to the wall, and now the area is less than Beis Hasayim. The yochol lamud hatit b'fnei atzmo she'osi ba'ovi shafilu nitl kosel arishin yochol zelamud. It's not a thin thing, right? It's enough that if you took away the wall, this stuff could stand by itself. Then it's a miut. Havi miut below, havi miut garasacha. Okay, let's go on. Hirchik min hatel arba, the osa mechitza, hoel. Okay, Rashi. Hirchik min hatel, shebekarfeith. The yesh min hatel ad ha mechitza, yosin beis osayim, harbe. The osa mechitza ledira, etzel hatel, berichuk dalet tvachim, Badain yesh yosarim besosayim ben yishonu lechadosha, aval zu v'dirasa, hoel v'hakol mutter. Okay, the case is over here. You have a karfeif with a tail in it. Okay? So, this tail closes off the karfeif. It's much more than besosayim, and therefore it's also to carry, because the tail was, the original mechitzas were not put up l'dira. The house wasn't there when the mechitzas were put up. The house came later. Now you want to put up a new mechitza, that's l'dira. Okay? So, if you separate this mechitza from the tail, arba tvachim, so it's a new mechitza. But if you don't separate arba tvachim, it's like putting the mechitza next to an existing mechitza within three tvachim, or three tvachim more, we'll see what's it called. And therefore, it's like building a mechitza on top of a mechitza. And that's no good. It's not called a new mechitza, and therefore it's not hukaf ladira. It's just bottled to the original mechitza, which was not ladira.
So he says like this, hirchik min ha-teil dalet, v'osa mechitza, hoel, hoel, that helps. Pachos mi gimel, o al sfas ha-teil, if it's less than three tvachim from the tail, or mamish on top of the tail. Okay? Rav Chizda v'Rav HaMenuna. Chad omer hoel, one says it helps even in that case. The chad omer lo hoel, one says it doesn't help. Where it says, tistayim to Rav Chizda omer hoel. Let's establish that Rav Chizda was the one who said it does help. The itmar ha-osa mechitza al-gabi mechitza, if you make a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Okay, you had a mechitza that's not hukaf ledira. And now you build another mechitza on top of it that's yes hukaf ledira. The first mechitza was made before the house was there, and now you want to put another mechitza up after the house was there, but you're building it on top of the original mechitza. So, what's it called? Om Rav Chizda, v'shabes hoel, v'nichse hager lo kona. Rav Sheshes omer, af v'shabes nomi lo hoel. Tistai. So we see from here that Rav Chizda holds for Shabbos, building a mechitza on top of a mechitza is good enough to make it hukaf ledira. Even though it was an existing mechitza, you added another mechitza on top of it, that's fine. And Rav Sheshes says it doesn't help even for Shabbos. And for Nichsi Hager, the halach is like this. You have something hefker. A ger dies, he has no relatives, no children, and he has no relatives because he's a ger. So even his original relatives, if they converted, there's not his relatives because he's continuing. No, that's the only relatives he can have is his own children. And he has no children. So he has no relatives at all. When he dies, he's nechassim or hefker. Anybody can come and take them. And one of the ways of being, but you have to make a kinyan. If you say, I want it, and somebody else comes and takes it, it's theirs. So you have to make a kinyan. So one of the kinyonim is a chazakah. You know alba, you close it off or whatever. So if this ger's field was surrounded by a fence. Okay, so if you knock down some of the fence and rebuilt it, you own the field. That's called chazaka. But if you didn't knock down the fence, you built another fence on top of that fence, then that's not a kinyan. You didn't do anything. Right? The thing was protected to begin with. You just added another layer to the mechitza. That's not good enough to make a kinyan. But for Shabbos, where it's only the whole inyan is only the rabbanan, it's only an inyan of heker, there of chizda hold is good enough to be considered hukaf ledira. Rashi. Ho'il v'ha'kol mutter. Lo ho'il, d'havi mechitza, gabi mechitza. V'chad omer ho'il, k'sover mechitza, gabi mechitza mahanya, li'os hekev ledira. Rav Chizda holds that a mechitza on top of a mechitza is also good to be considered hukaf ledira, even though the bottom part wasn't hukaf ledira. V'nichse ager, shemes, v'ein lo yorshim. Ager dies and he has no heirs. Einzu chazaka liknos. It's not a chazaka to build on top of an existing mechitza. That's not called a chazaka. V'imbo acher v'hirzik bohen kono acher. If somebody else comes and he knocks down the mechitza and builds another one, then it's his. He owns the field, not the first guy who built the mechitza on top of the mechitza. V'shabes k'gon li'in hekev l'dira, shebetchilo hoysa mechitza hogenes, ela shelo hukfa l'dira. Right? For Shabbos, you had a mechitza that was there, and it was not hukaf ledira, and then you built on top of that mechitza another mechitza. Now that is hukaf ledira, for that it helps. Rav Chizda holds. Rav Chizda, umoda Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda said, Rav Sheshes is moda to me. Shim osa mechitza al hatel shahoil. Even though Rav Sheshes holds a mechitza on top of a mechitza doesn't help, because you haven't accomplished anything, you're still in the avir of those same mechitzas. In other words, before that, you had 10 tvachim, which went up to Shammai.
Now you put another 10 tfachim, which was there anyway, because imaginary went all the way up. Once you have 10 tfachim, the rest is okay. There's a machlokas rishonim, whether the first mechitza wasn't 10 tfachim, but it was 6 tfachim, you added 4. Now you made a mechitza that's 10 tfachim. Right, so maybe that is good. Or no, it's not good because hekif ladira needs a full mechitza. You have to have 10 tfachim of mechitza high to be hukaf ladira. Here you only have 4 tfachim high of hukaf ladira and 6 tfachim is not hukaf ladira. That's a machlokas rishonim, whether that's good or not. But here, you didn't just add to the top of an existing mechitza. You built it on top of the tail, right? So now, the mechitza of the tail, right, was for the people down in the karfef. But the mechitza on top of the tail is for the people standing on top of the tail. So it's enclosing them. That mechitza wasn't there before. The people on the tail, right, only had an imaginary mechitza around them. Right? People down on the ground had this mechitza, and now you just added to it. For these people, the mechitza, there was nothing above ground except an imaginary thing that went up. So for them, this mechitza is now, what's it called, a protection that wasn't there before. That's already significant enough to be, what's it called, to be hukaf ladira. My time, well, why is that good? Hoel v'aver mechitza so'alyona sudar. Because the dira is within the hekif of the upper mechitzas, not the lower mechitzas. Lower mechitzas are only imaginary go up. Now it's actual. Rashi. Modali Rav Sheshis Yemosa Mechitza Al HaTeil V'Logar Sinan Al Sfas. Not on the edge of the tail. V'Hochi Perusha. Afal Gav De Polik V'Omar De'Lo Mishri Karthi V'Hochi. Even though he holds, if you build a mechitza on top of mechitza, that's not matter the karfev, if the second mechitza is hukaf ladira and the first one wasn't. Hainu tamash ador bekarfev ba'aver mechitza sachtarton is dor. Because the person in the karfev was surrounded by the original mechitza, so he's still surrounded by the original mechitza. So now it's a little higher. We didn't accomplish anything. Avalim hoya tail yosrim be'sasayim v'osa mechitza soviv alav lishtamish al gova hatail. Hoil the hador al hatail dor ba'aver mechitza so'al yonos. Since if you're living on the tail, the karfeit is on top of the tail, even though the mechitza underneath you is considered like it goes all the way up, that doesn't benefit you. You can fall off the tail. There's no, you know, it's an imaginary, but you're not going to fall off the tail imaginary. You're going to fall it off really. So there's no, there, by building a higher mechitza and you're on top of the tail, that mechitza now benefits you. So that's called hukaf ladira. Boy Rabba Bar Barchana Nivla u mechitza satachtonos vo helyonos kayomos mahu. Here's the case where these Rishonim argue. You had a mechitza of 10 tvachim and it got swallowed up into the earth. Okay, the rains came and it just sunk into the earth. And then you built another one on top. Mahu. Right, so, you built another mechitza, you built a mechitza on top of mechitza, and the original 10 tfachim mechitza sunk into the ground. So now all that's left is the new, right? So originally it wasn't good because it was just an addition to an existing mechitza. But now that existing mechitza doesn't exist. Now it's mamash a new mechitza and the old mechitza's gone. But it happened automatically, by itself, right? You didn't knock down the wall and then build up a new mechitza, right? The mechitza that was just higher, which was no good, now became the mechitza. And here is the machlokas. Does the first mechitza have to disappear completely? So you have a full 10 tfachim of new mechitza, or even if a little bit of the original mechitza is there, and together they're now 10 tfachim, is that good or not? Same machlokas. Who's the Rishonim? Rashi holds, what's it called, the Fida Torah Chaim, that the mechitza, the original mechitza has to be gone, and you have a new mechitza of 10 tfachim. And the Ritva holds that even if some of the original mechitza is there, it's still good. If altogether it's now 10 tfachim, but you need some of the new one to make it 10 tfachim. What's it called? In order to make a new mechitza, some Rishonim hold to be makif ladira, you need it to go the entire side. In other words, if the side is 40 amos, it has to go 40 amos to be okay. 10 tfachim and 40 amos long. And others hold, as long as it's 10 amas, that's fine. Right? As long as you have another mechitza, 10 amas, even if there's the length of that side is 40 amas, it's still, now you have a 10 amas thing. If you fix it up, it's fine. Okay, boy, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Nivlu mechitza tachtonis valyons kayomus mahu, lamai. If you're talking about Nichse Ager, that somebody came, built a mechitza on top of a mechitza by Nichse Ager, which is no good, and then the original mechitza got swallowed into the ground, and now his mechitza is the only one left, then that and you want to know if the original guy was kohen there or not, before somebody else came and made a legitimate kinyan. That's the case of Yirmiya Bira. The Omer Yirmiya Bira, Omer of Yehuda, Hai man the shod the lifter. Afila, the Ara, the Ger, the also Yisrael Achrina, Rothak Bapursa, Basra Koni, Kamalo Koni. My time of Be'idna, the Shada, Loka Shavach. If you plant something in the Nichseg, there's also a Chazaka. Rothak Ba, you dug something into the ground and you planted something. That also is a Kenyan. That's also a way of making a Chazaka. So here you threw a turnip. Lefet is a turnip, I think. into a hole in the ground there, and eventually it took root. So it's like you planted it, but you didn't plant it. When you threw it in, you just threw it on the ground. That's not a chazaka. And eventually it took root by itself. Since it happened by itself, that's not a chazaka, and if somebody else came and made a chazaka after you threw it in, they're kona, not you. Okay? Even if after it took root, your kinyan never took effect, because you didn't make a kinyan. You made something that eventually became what would have been a kinyan if you had done the ma'isa, but you didn't do any ma'isa. Gemara says, "Lo kashavach ki kashavcha mamela ko mishavcha." When it took root, and now it could be considered like you planted something in Nichse Ager, you didn't plant it. Right? You only indirectly caused it. So for Nichse Ager, for sure it's no good. Same thing over here. You didn't build this wall in a time when it was good as a kinyan. You built it, it was nothing. Now the first part sunk into the ground, now it becomes a wall. You didn't do that. You didn't have to become Maisa to be a Chazaka. You didn't do a Maisa. When you did the Maisa, it was worthless. Now it became something. It became by itself, automatically. That doesn't help by Nichse Ager. Linyan Shabbos, Havi Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos. Legabi Shabbos, it's a Mechitza, even a Mechitza that was made by itself. You don't have to make a Mechitza. Even if the Mechitza is made by itself, it's okay. And even if the mechitza was made by itself on Shabbos, it's also okay. The Tavotanya, kol mechitza nasa b'Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, shmo mechitza. You built the mechitza on Shabbos, shogeg, mezid, it came down in Hashemayim, it's all okay. Same thing over here, it's no different, it's okay. Moshe Zlav, itmar alo, amr av nachman, lo shonar el izrok, av lo tal tal osir, that which a mechitza is made on Shabbos is okay, means that min ha-Torah, it's a good mechitza, and if you throw something into that area from Rishus HaRabim, it's a real Rishus HaYochin Yechayim. But not that you can carry there. The mechitza doesn't help to let you carry. L'kula. It only helps L'chumra to be considered Rishus HaYochin min ha-Torah. That the Rabbanan asked you from carrying there. Or it says, no, ki itmer, the Rav Nachman ha-Mezid itmer. That's only talking in a case where you built a mechitza of a mezid on Shabbos, the Rabbanan made a knas that it won't help. But if the mechitza came by itself, there's no knas, and therefore it's okay. So over here also, for Shabbos, it's okay. Rashi. Boy, Rabbi, Laman Diomer ain't mechitza on Gabi mechitza. Rabbi asked the following shayla. According to the one who holds that building a mechitza on top of a mechitza doesn't help. Nivlu hatachtonus bekarka. What happens if the original, you built one on top of the other, so the top one doesn't help. And now the original one sunk into the ground, so what's left is the top one. Now, lechora, it's not a mechitza on top of a mechitza, because the first mechitza is gone. Shehoya offer rach v'tikuach v'nechbet ha-kosel v'asachet. Just fell, the whole kosel fell just into the ground. V'shabes, v'lo nofa el nivla. It didn't fall down, it sunk into the ground. V'ho elyonos kayomos. And the top one now is at ground level. What's halacha? If the shayl is gami nichse ager, if now it becomes a kinyan, ilo kod the macher v'hichzik bohen atche nivlu atachtonos. V'nimtze she'en bo ele mechitza she'osolo zeh. Me'achshev koni lo. Somebody else made a kinyan before the mechitza came down. Is that called, who's kona? Okay? Ilo kod him. No. If somebody else made a kinyan before they sunk, then for sure the second guy is kona. But nobody made a kinyan before the thing sunk, and now somebody else went and made a kinyan after it sunk. So is the sinking considered a kinyan for the first guy? Or no, the first guy's kinyan is still no kinyan, and the second guy is konin. So that's the shaila. Samara says, that's the case of Yirmiya Birah, where you threw a turnip into an excavation that was already existing in Nichse Ager, and it took root afterwards. It's not a good kinyan, because when you threw it in, it didn't take root. And you have to do a maisa kinyan. The shada lifta a pila, not a lefes beguma shemotza bekarka ger. You threw a turnip into a hole that was already existing in the kark of the ger. Velo chotra, you didn't dig it. If you dug it, digging in a field is also called a chazaka. The I chotra b'machus rishon kana. As soon as you dig the first the handful of dirt out, you kona. But here you didn't dig anything. The digging happened memela. Lo kashava v'lav chazaka. Since when you threw it in, you didn't accomplish anything, and later it did it by itself. V'anan noel gadur paris kol shudra. What you need is to close it, build a mechitza, break down the mechitza, dig something, plant something. You have to do something to this karka to make a chazaka. Shnan midi de mahani have a chazaka. Something that you accomplish something with this thing, that's called a chazaka. But you have to do it. But memela shavach vahi shaita lav ihu machzikba. When the roots took root, you weren't there. Your maisa was finished. El lefes hu de shavach. The lefes dug the thing. So the lefes is kona, but the lefes can't be kona anything. So, right? But also, the hakanami, even the bishaita, the hichzik, lav chazaka, he's same thing over here. When you built your mechitza, you didn't accomplish anything, because it was on top of another mechitza. Now the first mechitza sunk into the ground, now it's memela, something that's beneficial. But not your maisa made it. Therefore it's no good. Ki hodr havi mechitzas memela hu dahavu. Velo ihu da'ovit. You didn't do anything. So the inyan nichseger, everybody would hold, is no good. Elin Shabbos, mi mishri be'el yonlo shoyu b'tevel sadasha. Right? The now the top ones become the bottom ones. Manela is that good for Shabbos. The Gemara says, any mechitza is made on Shabbos, even by accident, even by itself, is okay. The Gemara says, no, that's only that it's considered rishus hayachid if you throw something into there from rishus harab and yuchay. But not that the rabbanan let you carry there. Lizrok lechumra. Gemara says, no, that's only where it was put up a mezid, they give you a knas. But if it was put up by itself, what's it called, or accidentally, there's no knas, and the mechitza is a good mechitza, even l'talto, even to carry. Okay, let's go on. Itmar. Now we're going to go and see a case by Nichsei Hager. Hahi itza, the avda mechitza, al gabi mechitza, b'nichsei Hager. There's a woman who built a mechitza on top of an existing mechitza and thought that she was going to be kona nichsei hager with that. Asa hu gavra, rofik b'porsha. Another guy came along and dug, what's it called, the shovels full of dirt out of that field. Asa kamed Rav Nachman, came to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, you're the owner. Even though the woman built a very nice mechitza, but it was on top of an existing mechitza, it didn't accomplish anything. You went and you shoveled the shovel thing, you cut were kona the field. Asa sihi v'kot shavcha kamed. So she came and complained. What do I mean? I built a wall. He only took one shovel thing, and I did it first. It's my field. And Rav Nachman said, it's not true. What you did is worthless. Amar lo, my avid lo, de lo mechazakas, de mechazakas. What can I do? I can't help you. You didn't make a chazaka the way people are supposed to make chazakas. You did something, but it wasn't halachically okay. So you lost out. Rashi? No, Rashi. Writer. Karfe beis shalosh. The kira bo beis saw, okay? You have a karfif that's three saw, and you covered with a covering one saw of it. So now it's only two saw. So it's not more than beis asai. And it wasn't hukaf l'dira. So the question is now, is the fact that you put a roof on one saw, is that memayit as if that saw is not there? Is it now considered beis asayim, or is it considered still three saw? Rava Omer Avir Kiruyo Miyasro. Rava says that the roof, what's it called? Vakirabo Besa, Kirigag, you put a roof on it. Avir Kiru Miyasro. So Hamakore Mechashva Bahade Idach, Kilu Lo Kiruhu, Vakati Havayosu Misasai. The roof makes no difference. and you look at the whole thing as three saw, and it's usher. It's not hukah for dira, and it's three saw. The fact that you put a roof over one saw is not mamayit. Rabzeira omar ein agar kirim yasur. No, the fact that you put a roof on the top makes it less than three saw. The roofed part is excluded. And what's left is two saw, and you don't need hukah for dira anymore. Rav of Rav Zera, the Plukshad Rav Shmuel Kamifagay. What's the machlokas? The machlokas of Rav Rav Zera, whether the roof part is separated or not, is the same machlokas of Rav Shmuel. The Itmar Achsad Rav Bika, Rav Omer Mutla Tautal Bekula, Ushmuel Omer Ein Matautal Bedal Ramas. If you have an Achsadra, which is here, this the case of what's it called? 153. You have an achsadra that's opened on all the sides, but the edge is considered like it goes down and makes a wall. Pitikri yorid v'sose. So you're allowed to carry underneath here the whole thing. And the other one holds no. You don't say pitikri yorid v'sose. And the male underneath here is completely opened, and it's a bika, it's a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry except within dalaramas. Mutl tabakul shmul amri matatna b'dalaramas. Rav amri mutl tabakul amri in pitikri yorid v'sose. Rashi, Achsadra, Mikora Begag Chola, Kalio Shalanu, Ve'eno Meshupa, Ve'hi Kiri Shabachola Shas. It's talking about a straight roof, not a slanted roof. A straight roof, you say that the corner of the Tikra, right, goes down, and it's like it makes a Mechitza. So if that's the case, then in our case before, where you had the Karfeith, and you put a roof over a portion of it, so that is like a mechitza went down, and from that mechitza and onward is less than beis hasayim, it's beis hasayim. Underneath here is another saw. This part is segregated. But if you don't hold that pitikri yori v'sosein, you don't hold that as if there's a mechitza there, then it's totally open. So what's under here and what's here is okay. There is a shita that holds that it's only where only part of it was with a roof, that it's no good. Okay, but Tosus holds. If you put a roof over the whole karfeith, a roofed karfeith, they didn't aser more than beis hasayim. A roofed karfeith, even if it's more than beis hasayim, it's not hukav adira's mutter. But since this isn't a roofed karfeith, it's just a miut, that's why it's no good. But if the whole thing would be roofed, it's different completely than a regular karfeith. A roofed karfeith, they didn't aser. Okay, so if a karfeith has a roof over it, according to Tosfos, it's total roof over it that it's mutter.